But the parasha is Bereishis. So I decided to speak about in Yoni Emuna in Yoni from the Bria from the Bein Shloim. It's all the Dvarim Pshutim, but there's a great ta'alas in reminding ourselves of things we know already. The Mrs. Yishoyim writes in Akdom of his Sefer, says the Messiah, I didn't write my sefer to tell people things they didn't know. To remind them what they know already. The basics of Emuna, the Bris Olam, was to remind oneself of what one knows already. And there's also well known from the Bali Musa, you have to know and you have to, the ideas one has, you have to be meshiv lev, meaning to internalize the ideas. Yeah, and one of the Bali Musa said, from the Moyach Belev is a long distance. It's like from Shemaim to Oretz. Meaning you can have an idea, be aware of something, but it's not always in a way that you. The idea, you internalize it and you feel it, and sometimes a person's conduct is not always in accordance with the ideas which you have. Right, so the idea in Bris Oilam, Bereishis Bar Elokim, is Parshas Bereishis comes after the Yom Haneroim. Possibly the reason being that after the Yom Haneroim, after the whole Chodesh Tishrei, everyone would like to stay on the high madrega which they're on already. Everyone his level has reached the high madrega. Shana Malchus and Kippur, Sukkah, Simcha Shal Mitzvah. And we have to hope we won't, when it comes to the normal weekdays, we won't lose our madrega. Is one of the ways of keeping one's madrega is to be mizboinen, embracious, and Bris Olam. The Chovas Alvavas, the Sefer is based on one of these sodas is, our Avodas Hashem should be based on Hakoras HaTov to Ribono Shel Olam. You saw, a person's Avodas Hashem, a person's keeping of Torah mitzvahs should stem from his gratitude to Ribono Shel Olam. Hakoras HaTov. And Hakoras HaTov to Ribono Shel Olam should start with looking around the Bria and being Makitoiv for the Chasodim of Ribono Shel Olam in the Bria Shel Olam. Maybe this is an ongoing avoider to be constantly grateful to Ribono Shel Olam for the world that we live in. The Chazal Masakin Meir Brochus, every day, 100 times, remind ourselves Ribono Shel Olam created everything, our brochus for Panosa, Reifach and Amisov, Baruch Hashanim, and brochus Birchus Hanenim, brochus on the Bria, on the food we eat, Birchus HaMitzvah, thanking the Ribono Shel Olam for the privilege of being Mekayim mitzvahs. So we have 100 brachas a day to remind ourselves that the Ribono Shel Olam is the Kishmoy, Ribono Shel Olam, master of the world, and to help us to feel the gratitude of the Ribono Shel Olam, yeah? I think someone said, one of the very rapping ones, the one about Musa, if we'd say 100 brachas a day with Kavana, wouldn't need to learn any Musa. Why are you learning Musa? To the Muslims, remind yourself, Ribono Shel Olam, if you 100 brachas del kavana, you thought, and then that itself will be the rest of the Musa. But then he added on, we have to learn 100 times Musa to say one brach with kavana. It's Hakoras HaTov to Ribono Shel Olam is the Bris Olam and the Chovas Avos says the of all the various aspects of the Bria. The animals, the plants, the sun, the moon, all the everything we see around, the one which is the most suitable for us to be makir devotion is the human body, our own guf. The way the guf works, all the organs of the body, that itself should make a person come to a hakara and a cause of devotion, yeah? The human body, all the organs of the body, yeah? The heart and the lungs, the digestives, every aspect of the body is Niflos HaBoyim. We could speak for many hours about any single, the eye, the ears, the mouth, any single organ of the body, We could speak for hours about the vasty flaws, how it works, and how a person benefits. It's all above our comprehension. There's Meir Brochus throughout the day, thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for all the various chesedim. And there's one brocha which has a very long explanation in Shulchan Aruch. And there's no, to my, please correct me if I'm wrong, but to my knowledge, no other brocha which has such a long, detailed explanation in the Shulchan Aruch. Mechab is not a halacha sefer, not dafka. It's not a pirish. Mechab is not a pirish on the siddur. It's a halacha sefer. But on this one brocha, the Mechaba takes a long time explaining various pshatim. Everyone knows the answer, I presume. One brocha is a riches gadol. Birchas hashiyotza, to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for the digestive system. The Chavos Avovah says, he speaks about the food, he says there's four koiches. First, the food is the mouth, they chew the food, bring it into the body. Then the food is stored in the body for a certain amount of time, and then it gets processed in the body, and the nutrients get, I think it's broken down in the stomach, enzymes broken down and sent to various parts of the body to nourish the body. And then finally the waste products are expelled from the body. It does is just one. Just not talking about the one is the digestive system, yeah? So he brings a moshel here. There's a four koichas of the yeah, machal hoichal beten, yeah? This is the first is the yeah, it goes to the thing, and then it goes to the. It says it four. Yeah, so he says a marshal, a melech, there's a palace, and there's lots of people working there, and you have to have all the various supplies. So he says, one ever's got a job of bringing all the stuff into the chatzah melech, and another one's got a job of keep storing it till it's needed, and one's got a job of sending or distributing it among the various people, and last one's got a job of clearing it out, clearing away all the rubbish. This is the koyach of the bringing the food into the body, remains there in the stomach, gets processed and then gets the waste product is removed from the body. Maybe this Gabaldigas, one exactly. This is just the digestive system, and you could have gone to the circulation of the blood and the breathing. Every chel of the human body is the malama sugasenu, and it's the flaws have boy the mela. It's a cause of toe. Thinking about it will help a person to be makatov for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the tachas is to be thinking to himself, well, I can't really thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, can't thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak. The only way to show a cause of toiv is to keep Torah mitzvahs. That's our way of showing that we're makatov the Ribbono Shel Olam. The question is, why do we not feel this every single day as a call to the Ribbono? Why does a person not go around? Why don't we dance some simcha every day when you wake up and your body's in working order? So he says, posh, the answer is posh, because a person is rogil to have from the rogil. He's so used to tovah zavoshim from when he's a child. So he gives a moshel. If there's an abandoned baby, someone abandoned a baby in a whatever on the platform of the railway station, and someone finds that baby, takes him to the house, and looks after him, brings him up, gives everything he needs, yeah? Then the child grows up, thinks it's normal, that's his parents. And then, there was somebody else who was in prison, and somebody paid money, paid as a ransom, get him out of prison. things. You had one person who was an abandoned baby, and somebody brought some. His parents brought him up. Another person who was in prison, and he might have stayed there for many years. Somebody saved him from prison. So the Chavos Havavos, the one who is taken out of prison is much more maketoiv, the one who took him out of prison, than the one who was an abandoned baby. Why is that? Who got a bigger toiver? This one, his life was saved, and the other one was true. He would have survived without that as well. The answer is because the one who was in prison, he received the toiver when his seichel was developed. This is the one. He received the toiver. He had benefit when he was about seichel to realize that I was a kefelchem, that someone saved me. Mashiach, and the other one was a baby, I have no seichel. So may we, human being, Yidden, everybody, every human being receives toivers from the Ribbono Shel Olam from when he's a baby. And when you're a baby, you have no seichel and meila. You just take everything for granted. Yeah, that's what we're rolling around with Tovus Hashem, and to shove where some regilois via duois, keilim atzmiois, it's part of me, but key built his sorrows with the frothers and calling, as he does that, everything's for granted, all that's how it is. Teva, that's a mela. We don't stop to think about the chesed of Ribbono Shel Olam as that we're alive and we're able to function normally. On a ma'isa, you're supposed to think about it from time to time, not time, every day. Every time you make a shot, any bracha you make, think about the chesed of Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, is as we said, the tachlis is to be mizboinen in the chesed of Ribbono Shel Olam and come to Madrega where you feel an overwhelming sense of gratitude to Ribbono Shel Olam for his chesedim, and that is supposed to will spur a person on to be an erech yid, b'shem Torah mitzvahs. But there's a slight I have to be careful here, because one could fall into the trap of thinking that Olam Hazeh is the Ikka. You see everything around the Olam Hazeh, you might think, this is it. So you've got to remember, as all this Chesed Hashem we see around us, the Bria, besides the person, the plants and the animals and the whole Bria, the sun, the moon, the planets, the sky, everything is here as to help us to serve Ribbono Shel Olam, to be zeuched Olam Haba. But the tachlis is to use Olam Hazeh for a higher purpose, not to use Olam Hazeh for his own sake. So a person becomes preoccupied with Olam Hazeh, then he's even become a baltava. So he gives another moshul, because of all this thing about the person shouldn't, after the person looked around the Bria and he's seen the chassanim of Hashem, he goes, what's all here for? I'm here in this world for a higher purpose. Yeah. It's all here to take provisions for later, lachrisai. Just take from him as there what you need for your journey, yeah? As the Chofetz Chaim told the visitor who asked him, where's your furniture? He said, where's your furniture? I'm just passing through, yeah? It's just the Olam Hazeh Dom Leproz there. Oh. So he gives a moshe to make out the point. Two brothers inherited land from their father, equally divided. Each one got a plot of land, and this plot of land needed to be cultivated. But as it is now, it's got no. You can't live from it. But you have to work on it. So obviously, meanwhile, while they're working on that, they have to find some other means of panosa. So obviously, they got a job. Two brothers. Each one got a job to whatever, do something. Become a gardener or whatever, someone else's land. The one who was a clever one realized, temporarily, I'm earning my wages by doing the gardening for someone else. But my long-term future is in this piece of land here, the big shatach of land. If I cultivate this land, it will have payrus, and I'll be able to live off this in comfort for many years to come. Mamela, obviously, for day-to-day panosa, he had to be cut the hedge in somebody else's garden. Whenever he had spare time, he went back to this land, which now was all, it was barren, it was no fruit, but he had some foresight. He was thinking ahead. He realized this land here now, I'm not gonna be paid now for working on it. But if I cultivate this land, if I fertilize it, if I plant seeds, if I water the seeds, in the long term, this will grow into a whole field, a whole orchard, whatever it is, and have panosa for many years to come. So he realized working for other people is temporary, and my long-term future lies in. So he put all his clothes in, whenever he had spare time, he worked on this plot of land here. And eventually, and slowly, he built it up to be a source of income, much more than what he earned by being a shlak shamus bayena. That was the clever brother. The foolish one had a very short-sighted approach. He thought to himself, meanwhile, I've got panosa. This won't bring me a panosa now. So he worked, he was employed by somebody else to earn his money, and whenever he had a day off work, he says, oh, the clever one, whenever he had time off work, So he says here, Achak still a foolish one. Kevin Shidev would also say Timneum Asib in the Mizonosov, Oswald Agamri, for him stacking the Fle Adam Vesadama, and he would spend all his money. Shainisha Biyodin, Mazimechot, Haimeye Menucha, Batala Vishishua. He had a day off work, Menucha, Batala, Shashua. Messing around, have time off. I've got enough to live off. Any spare money, I'll just spend my money. Any spare day, I'll go and have a good time. And he couldn't be bothered working on this land here because he wanted to see, he didn't see the immediate profit. He wanted to see short-term benefit. And working on this plot of land didn't give any profits now. So what happened, as the years went by, the one who had seichel and worked on the land eventually had a source of panosa. And Yana neglected it. As if you neglect land, what happens? I'll stay on them, come showing him weeds and bramble, yeah? Yeah. Don't worry, everything grows, yeah? My master Shimon said, from Zichalein vax gornish, from Zichalein vax derner. Nothing, it's degornished. If you do nothing, it just thistles and nettles and brambles and weeds. It's never been a chum. Meila, this is a name for a mensch. I wanted to add on to this. Kol Yisrael, yes, them chayv goyim abo. Everybody's got a chayv, me and Moshe, he's got a field. He's got a chayv, he's got a potential. He's got a potential in his life. He's got a chaylik in him abo. He's got a neshama, and he's got the koichas to fadin the nitzchias. Or if you don't use it, just neglect it, it's garnished. It can go to rack and ruin. And Meila, this is the, you've got to have seichel and not look for the short term benefit. Think ahead. Think in the long term. In the long term, what will bring you the most profit? And sometimes, and the short term benefit is schar mitzvah keneged hefseder. Hefsa mitzvah, you think you're losing kevs there. Schar aveira, you think you're getting negative seder. Meila, this is a hashkofa zachayim. It's not always so easy because the olam haza we see is very attractive. It's all, it's dazzling and glittering. It's very attractive, the olam haza. The tivers and mazer are very, you might say, able to seduce a person to think this is a leben. So you have to remind yourself what's the tachlis. This week says also, Baruch Hashem made Shabbos, Kishachon Shabbos, Yivolach HaMashvi. And Shabbos is a matonah to one day a week when you can stop and think, what am I here for, yeah? The other 6 days of the week, and then you can get caught up in the Koichimotim Yodi, we call it the rat race, keeping up with everybody else. Everybody's trying to outdo now, a bit less now with the Chasnas Baruch Hashem. Not so, even if they want to, you can't always do as lavish as you like to do. But Imkol Zeh, but Mahazeh still can be a concern Ikka. But Meila, once a week, you have to realize, Veid Babos, this is the version of Shachan Shabbos. Still, what the dog, Gemorim Brochus, called Halon Shiva Yomim Beloy Chaloim Nikra. Somebody who goes 7 days without having a dream is called a bad person. Shanema, Sova Yolin Bali Pokedra. Sover, if you go to sleep satisfied, you won't be visited by bad. So Chazal Dash, Articles of Hasheva. Sheva Yolin Bali Pokedra. If you go 7 days and you haven't been visited by a dream, right, called a bad person. Don't think about it. 7 days without a dream is not a good sign. So I've got B'Shem the Vilna Gaon and the Pshat HaZoi. What does it mean, 7 days of dreams? Look there. My mind on my Zeh is the Ikka, yeah? Everyone thinks, Panusik, Mech, oh. Every week, once a week, you do Shabbos. Shabbos, stop working, don't do anything. Time to think a bissle. Shabbos, a longer Pesuk of the Zimra, you say Nishmas, Mazing Zmiris, no Panosa Daigas, supposed to be Ki'ilu Kol Malachtucha Asuya. Although it says Shulchan Aruch, actually it's only as a Mitzvah Chassidus, but actually Tashin Apostle, you have Yichal and Mishvi, as if it's finished, and then the Shas Adibras. She's come, everything's for Ki'ilu Kol, Shivas Yom is Kol Malachtucha, everything's for no talk, mustn't talk about business, don't, it's idea not think about business, man, everything's finished. Meila, you realize, Ich mach ein Muni, ich bin good, Bunsch macht der Panosse. And Meila, you realize, the Olam Hazeh, all my ideas, I'm going to earn millions, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this business deal, that business deal, als Kachaloyim, Kachaloyim Yov. And Meila, somebody goes 7 days without a dream, don't know the God. If 7 days goes by, and it doesn't chap, and the ganze leim is a chulem, it's als chaloimus. It down was just in this gift. Why is not good? 6 days, in the middle of the week, you could maybe be forgiven for thinking, once a week, darf man gedenken, story boy in the bunch, is the man of do I'm just a echti, was echti, yeah? The mele, 7 days after the dog is up, kachaloim. It ends in Sansa, Rashi in this week's Sansa says, the bunch loilem, Vavach and made Shabbos. Rashi says, Kitchen and Mom. And Mom didn't fall on Shabbos. So she's in Rashi and Bereishis. Bereishim was Makadosh Shabbos. The Mom didn't fall on Shabbos. The cash is, it's the first time we've been told about Shabbos in the Torah. What is Shabbos? What is Kedusha Shabbos? She said to Rashi, Kedusha Shabbos is, there was no Mom on Shabbos. Afraid number four, that was only a one-off in the Midbar. Why does the not mon just smack the ikum in the Shabbos? Tertius Posh Pshat HaZoi. If a person will know what Shabbos means, you might think, how can I survive? Someone who's never kept Shabbos before, then what is Shabbos? So you can't write, you can't cook, you can't do anything. Everything, all creative activity comes to an end. You can't do anything, yeah? And you're adding drabonon, you can't do business, you can't do anything you want to do. And more in the lifted, and more. Agricultural society, you can't water your plants, you can't change a light bulb, you can't do any job you can't do. It's Shabbos, everything comes to an end. So how do you survive? A people think that. You keep Shabbos, no, but can you answer? The answer is, there's no need to. With bones should put in the Bria, there's nothing to do on Shabbos. You don't need to anyway, but you don't need to earn panos on Shabbos. And if you do earn panos, it's this negative, the rotten bones. It's around, it's in the Bria. The Bria was made. Shabbos, there's no chef of panos, yeah? The Mele, oh. So in the Midbar, the Mom, there they saw, They saw it b'chush, mamash. What was their shtadlus for panasa? What did he in the midbar do 40 years? What was their shtadlus for make a livelihood? They went to collect the mom. Shabbos was no mom. That means they saw b'poil, the shefa b'poil doesn't come down on Shabbos. So then they saw it b'poil. Oh, but this describes Shabbos as it was put into the bria l'chatchila. There's no panos on Shabbos. So you're wasting your time. It's the bria was made l'chatchila. The Bosham made the world in such a way. Only for could only for sure. Goyim have a different taka. Akum Shabbos chayav misa. Could be the goy tries. He won't have this bracha. By ye to keep Shabbos, it's in the bria.
We've got double air of Shabbos.
Oh.
So where's the limit?
I want to tell you, it's not even the Chiddush is, but Yevorech HaKim, before it says, Kish HaShtelech, Yevorech HaMishvi, Berchoi B'mon, Shiyod Lechem Mishnah B'Shishi. So before you start Shabbat, listen, in the Bria, same thing, the mon they saw Lechem Mishnah, but there's a simon the Dover, the Rebbe Shemei, you keep Shabbat, you'll get Panosa during the week. So it's in the Bria, don't worry about how we're going to start. The Bosh made the world in such a way, it's all factored in. So there are Shabbos, and he got beaten Shabbos, and Shabbos machmishka panosa. And if you think you're getting panosa on Shabbos, as though the people at Big Nisyonis, the main market day was Saturday, that Big Nisyonis, they thought they're losing customers. There's also a Chizda Naibs, that's Maisa Sutton. We've got a Nisoyan of Amazon, people who are Omid Nisoyan, and does initially the Bosh and Bill, yeah. Maybe it's right. So the Rashi says it was in the Dura Midas, a similar Dairus, yeah? So it's in the Zmirus, Eshmer Shabbos, the Lashon here, made by the Evan Ezra, yeah? Evan Ezra. The Lashon here. Boy em to summit, noifish and nafshi. Shabbos have always got noifish, means rest, peaceful. Hine, le derishoin, nosen kadoshi moifish. Ashtadai had a moifus, but says lecha mishnah bashishi. Kocha b'chol shishi yachma mazoini. Oh, it doesn't say that. A tfilin av tocha. It doesn't say that. It's about Rashi. It's very good. It says b'chol, yes, but Rashi embraces the first time it says Shabbos, Rashi does a double portion tomorrow on Friday. Why is that? Pastusi Shabbos. Why is it in the game, Pashas Bracious, to tell you there was a double portion of mar on Shabbos? The answer is this time a Maisa Shoya, there was a double portion of Shabbos. In the Dura Midbar saw the poil as the Bria is made in such a way that you have to keep Shabbos and there's no panos on Shabbos and the bonus is Masad of the Bria that on Friday you get panos on Shabbos, yeah?
That's why in the Midbar, as Bay was starting to become an Am Hashem, before the ones
invented
the
Torah,
they had to actually work.
Yeah.
Show
that's right. That's a very good midway. Very good. It's okay. Yeah. In the mid, later went to saw. It wasn't the. Because again, about the midway was like in your fin. Remember that again? And they covered. Didn't do anything. The clothes were ironed. Everything was there. All the surfaces were flattened. And then nothing to do. And then later was Ishtachas Gafnoi. Tell you have to work. Better vada. When you work in the mice, it's much harder. In the Midbar, when you work yourself, you're doing especially before they were living off the land. They had to earn the, and there was much bigger nisoyim to think that you're earning your panosa and you're busy and you're harvesting it. Chag Osif, Sukkot Chag Osif, get me around and do this arrow. You shouldn't think, oh, Bokshem, I brought my tour in now. Give yourself a pat on the back. I did a good harvest this year. Chag Osif. It's Chag Osif that was the man that you're going to Sukkot, yeah? Kehanes, Havein Avonim. Sukkot, Kehanes, remind yourselves, that's Nadishkeit, that's Kinesis Mehemela, in the mid, before they came to Eretz Yisrael, when they didn't have to work for the livelihood so much, but the one thing they had to do was collect the mom, and Shabbos was no mom, and Yom Shishi was double mom, and this was already a simon of what the Baruch Shem already decreed from the beginning of Bria Soilam. It was already built into the Bria, as Shabbos, there's no Shefa Panosa and B'chol Shish Yach Mazoini. And the tachas is to remind yourself as the Bosham is Malabos and our Ishtad is just as a B'zeh Sepech Tuch Alecha. So we should be Zoycha to Mimizboinen in Pashas Bereishis and think about the Chassodim of the Bosham Shloilem and through that to try and remain on the elevated spiritual level of Yom Yeruim should last us the whole year.
Amen. Yes. 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 Yes.